Welcome to I Bet So Hard, technology and workflows that really work, the not so serious podcast for seriously busy veterinary teams, brought to you by Vet to Pet.
Listen for quick, fun interviews with veterinary professionals who've retrieved and actually held on to their sanity, happiness, and success by learning a few new tricks and embracing efficient processes that actually work.
I'm Dr. Stacey Santee.
And I'm Dr. Caitlin DeWild.
And this is I Bet So Hard.
Hey, I Bet So Hard listeners. We've got a special episode for you today. Conversation from our latest webinar, 5 Ways to Win the Pharmacy Game. Same hosts, same 5 takeaways, same way of giving you new and techie ideas for you to use in practice. All right, let's go.
So in today's kickoff kind of tip for beating the pharmacy and winning the pharmacy game, our number one step is that you need to compete directly. You need to take your online store seriously. I think a lot of the practices that I work with, or even that I've encountered in my own practice, sometimes it's like an afterthought for that online store, right? We have it in case somebody asks about it, but we don't talk about it. We don't really know how it works. We don't know where to tell people to go to get to it. We certainly don't know what products they have, right? Like, honestly, it's happened, right? Because it's easy to set up and walk away. But our big tip here is to think about this as a way to directly compete with the pharmacy business that you're losing. So if we can have a solid and reputable system and we can educate our owners on how to use it, we're familiar with how it works, it's going to go a lot better for everyone involved realistically. So take some time to invest in setting it up and setting it up the right way so that it's a streamlined workflow. Know what products are featured or highlighted, and then invest the time to make sure everyone on your team knows how to explain to a customer. Because a lot of us think about, oh, it's online, they'll figure it out. They won't. Let's be real. They want to know how to get to it from your website. They want to know how the process works. They want to know where to click, what to do. Does it come to us? Does it not? They want to know all those things. It takes a couple hours of investment of time for your staff, but will pay off in dividends.
Yeah. I mean, if you are actually learning about what coupons are going out about your store when your clients come in and tell you, like, you have opportunity to do better. So you do have to take it seriously that you, these different companies, vendors that are here, VetSource is obviously the one that we really love the most, but it could be any partner you choose to power your online store. They've done a lot of the heavy lifting, but you got to put your own flair on it. And Caitlin, you were saying earlier, like, they have featured products and they just put in there, like, they don't know you that well. Like, what if you don't sell Blue Buffalo? What if you don't care about this certain kind of parasiticide? The tools are there for you to personalize it and make it your own, and you need to take advantage of those things.
Absolutely.
I think too, pricing is an issue that we see, and you know, this is probably one of the biggest barriers to you maybe wanting to fully embrace your store is thinking about, oh no, I'm going to lose a margin on it and I'm going to take a lower margin. I've been practicing since 1996, and the margin in the pharmacy markup is like anywhere from 250 to 350%. And we got away with that for a really long time. But the online pharmacy game is different. That's the refill game. The pricing in-house is a different strategy. So that brings us to tip number 2, which is focus on the products that matter. Because you cannot have this blanketed strategy that goes across your in-house and your out-house pharmaceuticals. And what I mean by this, I'm going to share something I learned from Louise Dunn. She's a practice consultant. She's really fantastic. And she set me straight and educated me on this. And so I want to share this with you because this is the way you need to be thinking about your pharmacy. These are the areas you deal drugs in. You deal in acute expensive, acute inexpensive, chronic inexpensive, and chronic expensive. So let's break them down. Acute expensive, this is going to be those one-shot things you need Clavamox, right? Like, no one's going to be wanting to go get Clavamox from your online store because they need it right now for that UTI. You also have acute and expensive. These are kind of the who cares. I don't care where you get this one filled. The margin might be 500 to 1,000%. This is your preds, your little penicillins, maybe your cephalexins. The margin's a lot lower. You're not going to make or break your business losing or winning that business. The chronic inexpensive, these are going to be more of like that cath that's on pred forever, or the ongoing low margin medications that thyroid, maybe. You're not making a ton of money off of thyrosin, let's face it. The area you need to get real about and focus your energy on, I'm pointing right. I look like ET. The chronic expensives. Okay. Now, luckily for us, this isn't that huge of a category. What do you think it is? I'm going to ask you in the chat. Tell me what you think chronic expensives are. Trio. Is that a parasiticide? Heartworm. There's so many of them.
Yeah. And everyone says Apoquel. That's probably the number one.
Now, not Cytopoint. Cytopoint's injectable. So
yeah,
we're talking about oral refillables. You're fine, Amy. I know. I learned that too. I was thinking that initially.
Yeah. I would go with the Galliprant. Emily says that as well. And that's definitely one on our end.
So here they are. Here are the big docs. There's only a few you have to remember. NSAIDs. All your NSAIDs, your Remodils, your Galliprants, whatever flavor you choose, those are chronic, very expensive medications. The next category is your parasiticides, because that's a chronic ongoing, and that fits most of your clients, most of your patients you see need that. So that's a big one. And then Apoquel. I think dermatology and Apoquel is like peanut butter and jelly, right? Like everybody, if you've had Apoquel, like you aren't going back. So we have to make sure that our clients are set up for those three big ones. Now, you mentioned Vetmedin and Phenobarb, and while I do agree with those, there aren't that many patients you have that are probably chronically addicted to those products. It's going to move your margin that much. But those three, NSAIDs, parasiticides, and Apoquel, are the places to focus. So this is when we're going to get into what I call the refill game. And the refill game is totally different than the other doling of drug game that you experience in practice on the other three categories. The refill game is a lower margin and we're going for distance. So we want to keep that value, the lifetime value of the customer in the clinic on these categories. And that means, guys, can't mark it up 250, 350% and expect to win this game. So you need to have a strategy. And your online store provider probably most likely has a lot of information for you on this. But I was recently at Western and I was talking to Lori Anthony, and she was telling me about something she does in her practice. And I thought I wanted you guys to know about this. Every month she makes a little flyer, and she puts those categories in there. She puts the in-house price and she puts the outhouse price and any coupons. She's very good about this. She looks for any coupons that are currently active that month and shows what the actual out-the-door price is for the product. And then she puts the Chewy and the PetMed Express in the other columns. Now, the reason you want to do this is not because you're here to beat or meet prices, but you want to give your team some good solid talking points. So if she was telling me that if she does Apoquel in VetSource with the coupon, she can often save her clients up to $40 a month, and she keeps the business. So if you don't know what the pricing landscape is, you need to create that for yourself and for your team. So you go to battle armed. And I didn't cough like that whole long monologue. So
I'm very proud of you. Okay. drink some tea while we talk about our next tip, which is to provide incentives in-house and online. So I think, you know, it's really hard to think about the pharmacy game in general as individual pieces, but that is a big component of it. We can't get rid of either or, right? We're always going to have meds in-house. We're always going to need an online pharmacy. So I think it's important to think about some of the ways that we can incentivize them to use our pharmacies, whichever they choose, and not the big box ones down the road, or, you know, some of the new emerging pharmacies we might have to compete with. So some of the incentives that we'd like to think about are, of course, if you're using a vet to pet, you have the ability to give loyalty stamps for people who actually buy their 12 months of parasiticide, or who refill ahead of time, right? Not just calling from the parking lot. I think we could give them a couple extra bonus stamps for, you know, taking a proactive approach to keeping their pet consistent on medication. It's better medicine. It's better for the team. It's better for the client. So that's the kind of behavior that we should reward. Some of the other incentives that Stacey and I were talking about were, you know, basically to know your coupons and rebates. Both of us were, when we were talking about this, we joked that we have a drawer, a rebate drawer. Anyone else have a drawer like that? That's very similar to a junk drawer where all the rebates live. But actually having a grasp on that can really give us the human edge on both in-house and online options when it comes to helping our clients afford the medication that their pet needs. So the example that I gave is we totally have that drawer at my practice, and it's a scary place.
It's a scary place.
The rebates put things in, they never leave. Like, I don't know.
The rebates might be like 5 years old. I mean, the funny thing is if you like still try to use a rebate, it often works.
Sometimes, yeah, we definitely try it. So let me dig around in here and see if I can find something for you for the, you know, the new people on Galliprant or Vetoryl or something like that. So I do think it really helps. One thing that I've seen work really well in clinic is to have, number one, an owner of the drawer, a master of the rebates, like one person that like just knows what's up on all the rebates and kind of keeps track of it. At our practice, we actually had someone that kept a list, and the list was a sheet and it lived in pharmacy, and they would keep, it just said like, okay, Galliprant's like $20 off of this month's supply, 60 off of this or whatever it was, for all the meds. And she would also cross them off and be like, no longer working. So when we were filling something or starting somebody on a new medication that we knew, especially was an expensive chronic medication, we could just quickly look at that. I mean, if they needed it, they'd have to go to Lori to figure it out. I don't know. But it was helpful to have somebody that was the point person, and it was helpful for us to have an organized system. The same is true with some of the online offerings. So a lot of the manufacturers will have, even on social media, they'll share rebates. They have email campaigns. Of course, online pharmacies often have special offers. What's tricky is when, and you don't want your clinic to be put in this position, when an owner calls and says, well, I got this email and it said I could get 30% off. And you're like, what are you talking about? Right? You have to read the emails that are going out on behalf of your practice or to your clients and be aware of those offerings. Because at the end of the day, it helps build that relationship. You're the source. They want to continue to do business with you.
Have you heard of Vet2Pet? It's the only customizable, all-in-one client engagement and communication platform in veterinary medicine. Vet2Pet's loyalty program is proven to increase practice revenue, and their robust reminders mean that practices can stop paying for multiple communication platforms. Vet2Pet manages it all. Visit vet2pet.com/IVetSoHard. That's vet2pet.com/IVetSoHard.
And then our last idea was to reward with future savings. So, and we don't, I'm always very hesitant. I don't like to use the word discount because our services and products and time are very valuable. But for instance, if we do have somebody that does order or purchase from our practice in-house, let's say a 12-month supply for all their pets, 12-month heartworm, you know, 12-month flea, those are the clients that we want to reward with some sort of incentive, right? So for us, one possible idea is that we might give away a free heartworm test next year, because we're basically, Stacey said it best, but you said you're giving them away something that you're not going to make much money on to help them buy more, basically, and to ensure that they're coming back. And at the end of the day, this is keeping the pet on protection. It's keeping them compliant. and it's helping them stay on track with the medications and preventatives that their patients need. So rewarding them with some sort of future savings on a diagnostic or a service, something that you're not using a ton of money on, is another way to be competitive.
Oh, I love that. And think, you know, and we're not talking discount the house. We're talking about strategic programs that are targeting those big three. And I love the heartworm one. And I love maybe the Remedil or the NSAID one, giving you a little bit of rebate, if you will, in-house rebate towards your future lab panel. Because I don't know if you're like me, but people always complained about having to be compliant on those things anyways. They're like, do I really have to do this heartworm test? And do I really have to do this liver panel? And I'd say, yes. But if you purchase through us, we would make it actually easier for them to do those things. And we're all going to win. So, and then Fred, you brought up a great point in the comments about digital rebates and rebates at time of sale,
which are amazing.
Like
if they're up and they work, it's amazing.
I feel like our rebate drawer is in jeopardy, but we can turn it into our M&M drawer. So there's hope. If the point though is you've got to have a place, a visual on what all those rebates are for your team, so you can actually promote and talk about it. Otherwise they just like sort of randomly appear to happen at the checkout desk and then people don't know how to leverage it. Okay. I'm learning about Greenline too. So that's really cool. You guys keep it up. This is great. You're helping each other. Let's get on to number four, which is the refill reminder system. So I would like to propose that practices start treating refills with the same love and attention you treat, say, a rabies reminder or a DHPP reminder. We need to get in front of this. So many of us don't have a very strong refill reminder game going on. And we leave it up to the pet owner to reach out to us, almost a reactive refill, if you will, that we're waiting for them to reach out to us and say, "Yoo-hoo, I'm out of medicine and I need you to fill it." We need to shift that. And it's going to take some time, but I want to get your head in that space where we start moving into proactive refills. And there are a few strategies, guys, that you can start implementing right away. The first one, and this is a little hack on your software system, but if you have some of those big gun refills, if you have bandwidth to put all your refills in here, you should. But chronic meds, think about putting them in the same place where you put the rabies shot and the DHPP shot, because many software systems such as Vet2Pet, we pick up those and we'll just treat it like a regular old reminder. And so we're going to help you stay in front of those refills. So that's one thing. The other idea is when you are checking in an appointment, every single appointment you check in, it should be part of your check-in process to ask them, while we're waiting for the doctor, are there any medications I can get ready for you for this pet or any other pets? And I also like to throw a couple of samplers out here, shampoo, fish oil, heartworm prevention, and see what I'm doing. I'm trying to jog their memory because I don't know if you're like me. I have left my own clinic after working there for 10 hours and I forgot to take home the one thing I needed. Usually it's dog food. So you want to ask your clients, is there anything else you need? And this will help them actually pause and think about that question. Does that ever happen to you, Caitlin?
Every time. Or it's the client that has, you know, they brought like three animals and they've been there for like 2 hours for like this or that. And they want to wait on all the diagnostics or whatever. And then they get to the desk and they're like, by the way, I need 180 Phenobarb.
A quarter.
Yeah, a quarter. Like we could have been doing this while we're waiting on the blood work or, you know, it's very frustrating. So I think that's a great idea. And it happens all the time.
The next one, guys, is if you are using any form of, I feel a cough coming from. If you're using any kind of jot form or pre-visit questionnaire, add this question in there. What medications could we get ready for you during your visit? And then the last one, the next two I'm going to kind of blend together is make a plan for refills at the time of dispensing at the exit. Like you have to have a plan in general and a strategy. So when you're, you know, completing that exam, and you know they're going to need a refill of this particular product that's going out the door, ask another time. How do we want to handle this when you run out? You want us to text us? You want us to set you up for auto ship? Should we send you a script share so you can get it in your basket for home delivery? Like, what do you want to do? And you're basically just planting that seed that this is a thing and we're going to help you with it.
So a lot of options on that. And I think that really helps, again, demonstrate our commitment to helping these owners with their pet's healthcare, but also making it super convenient. We definitely ask them, do you want us to just go ahead and add this as a reminder so you can check in anytime how you want? Like if they're like, I don't know, you know, we could just add it as a reminder so you know when you're about to run out, especially for things that are longer term. So we'll do that like for Bravecto, like your pet's going to be due again in 3 months. It's hard to remember that, right?
No one's remembering that.
No one's remembering. Or if it's a new medication, like, hey, do you want us to check in with you in 2 weeks, see how things are going and decide at that point? Or if they're like, yeah, let's do it. That's when you can say, do you want to text? Do you want to email? You want to like, let's get their communication preference too. Let's make it as easy as possible. So our next tip, which kind of blends in off of the stickers that you might see there, is to just market it. I know you're all shocked that I'm here to say that we need to do a better job of marketing in the veterinary industry, but you know, the stickers, so something that's visible on the actual drug, especially if it's a chronic medication, if it's Galliprant, Vetoryl, something that you're giving every day, I want something visual on that every day that's got my clinic logo, and here's how to refill it. So you know that they're not going to be confused when they run out. Like, where did I get this? Did I order this online? Did I get this from this clinic? Did I pick it up at Walgreens? Like, whatever the options are, I want them to know it came from us, and here's how to get more. So just that kind of mentality can be something that we expand upon, which is just marketing your entire store, right? We can't possibly expect to compete with some of the big box pharmacies that are spending millions of dollars in advertising, but we can't also just completely ignore it. So your social media platforms should have a reminder that you offer online stores at least once a month, if not more. So I build that in on all of the clinics that we work with. Every month, there's a reminder about the online store. Here's how to shop now, basically. You can embed that obviously on your website and hopefully in a prominent place, not like buried under the resources tab, like 17 tabs down and like at the bottom of the page, they got to scroll for 30 minutes. You don't want it there. You want it in a prominent place. So it's easy to find. It's going to help your staff too, because they're not going to have to be like, okay, click number one is like 13 clicks later for them to get to it. Make it easy. It should also be embedded in your, any of the communications that are going out. Just make it a hyperlink. It doesn't have to have a big paragraph or image or anything like that. But if you're sending out emails, you're sending out a newsletter, you have an email signature just from your front desk, have a button to your online store. So it makes it super easy. And then last but not least, make sure you're marketing this in the room while people are waiting. I know I'm a big believer in like, I do not want the bulletin board of like the faded weight chart and then like the parasite map from 1999 and then like 18 other flyers and like a little flyer like shop online. I don't want that. But there are classy ways that you could visually show what's going on at your store. Maybe have something with a QR code. So while they're sitting there, they can pop up their phone and get right to it. Maybe include it on a slideshow if you have a computer or tablet in the exam room. That's a great place to put it without cluttering up your bulletin board. So that's always my favorite. But visual reminders, online reminders, physical drug reminders, so that we are marketing the store and making it very easy for our pet owners to access. Some of the companies, especially for online store, even have some of the marketing materials for you. But even for your own pharmacy, I've seen clinics that do a great job of having a Google form request a refill, and they market that on their social media once a month. So I could preach on that topic, obviously, for a long time. So I'll get off my soapbox right now. Oh, somebody just made me so happy though. They said they were going to add it to their Linktree. I'm so proud, Alex Huffman. I don't know you, but I love you. Great idea. So adding that What's shop a link option. Tree? A link tree. We have one for Vet to Pet.
We do?
Yes, what is it? On Instagram, you're only allowed one link, which is like the bane of every marketer's existence. But you want to have some way to direct people. So use that one link, but give them multiple options. So a link tree is a link that you can embed in your Instagram bio, and it gives multiple options. So you can visit your website, make an appointment, hit the store up. All in one spot. So it's a free tool you could use. So
I'm good, unfamiliar good with your Instagram lingo.
Way to go.
That's why you're the social media marketing expert. Good job, Caitlin.
Alex gave me the assist on that, so I can't take all the credit.
All right, guys. Well, stick around because I'm going to actually be hopping over now and we're going to look at the Vet to Pet platform and I'm going to show you some more ways you can market your online store using the Vet to Pet platform. One way is when you have a communication engagement system, you're able to send out blasts of push notifications and emails. My favorite one is the first of the month, time to give your heartworm prevention, but you can add a link to your store, right? Like, and if you don't, and if you need more, click here. So we can start doing that sort of thing.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of I Vet So Hard. We'll be back next week with another episode and a brand new guest. In the meantime, feel free to download our takeaways on ivetsohard.com. Follow us on social at ivetsohard and hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening to your podcast.
Thanks for joining us for today's episode of I Vet So Hard.
Don't forget to head over to ivetsohard.com to download our top 5 takeaways from this episode. We'll see you right back here.
Same time, same place, next week.
Until then, here's to putting your technology to work for your practice.